This is the Living Lutheran magazine for September 2022. It's a little late, and we'll explain why in a moment. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. She entitles her column, "It Takes All of Us." I've attended 5 churchwide assemblies and have followed the others remotely, and each has been unique with different attendees, debates, business matters, and so on. But they all started in our congregations, where members are sent to synod assemblies that then elect their churchwide assembly representatives. This is a gathering of our members from across the country to do the work of the ELCA. Assemblies also have never easily fit into the magazine's deadlines. As I write this, the 2022 Churchwide Assembly is 2 weeks away. We always struggle with how to bring a timely summary to those who don't follow the gathering through live streams and social media. This year, we again asked our printer for some deadline grace. We'll complete the September issue on August 1st as scheduled, minus our assembly coverage, and you'll see that reflected later. It's also true that in between churchwide assemblies, our members are always hard at work. Our congregations are opening a shelter for dads and their kids, finding new life after a fire, and uniting in mission. We're working for justice, reconciliation, and we're helping to start a university, supporting a church for former gang members, and accompanying Lutherans in Colombia and Bolivia. September 11th is God's Work Our Hands Sunday. That day of service, our churchwide assemblies and the efforts of our congregations, synods, and the churchwide organization remind us that it takes all of us to do God's work in the world. And thanks be to God.